like you to consider this. He has staff here for items 446, 447, and 448. We could go through them now or wait for this afternoon.
What I could offer you now, if you're interested, is we'll do all three in 5 minutes, take public testimony, and then
I'm setting my timer right now.
Thank you.
Go. Call the items 446, 447, and 448 together, please.
446, authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder for the construction of the Northwest Industrial Street and 28th Avenue Sewer Rehabilitation Project number E10782 for an estimated $2 million. 447, authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the Slabtown Sewer Replacement Project number E10663 for an estimated $8.86 million. And 448, accept the report on the status of the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Lagoon Restriction Phase 3 and 4, project number E07146, from the Chief Engineer.
Mayor, item number 446 is a project in the Industrial Northwest in which we seek authorization to construct 608 feet of 30-inch sewer pipe, 4 manholes, and additional infrastructure improvements. The project will protect public health and our environment by increasing sewer capacity and reducing the risk of street flooding and sewer backup. Construction is scheduled to begin in August and to be completed in January of 2018. Scott Gibson and Terrence Chan are here to do a 2-minute presentation and answer any of your questions. Scott, go ahead.
We'll do our best to work through this, Terrence. That's going to require that you move pretty quick.
Okay.
So what I would like to say before we get started is Terrence Chan runs a program of urgent sewer rehabilitation. When we discover a bad sewer during routine inspection, Terrence's program repairs those. It's about $3 million a year, and he's going to quickly walk us through the latest effort that he's got for us.
First of all, I would like to give a brief introduction of the project background. So this project is on Industrial Street between Northwest 26th and 28th Avenue. And so there's a map showing the location. And the existing 15 and 18-inch combined sewers in this project were built in 1924. And CCTV inspection showed longitudinal cracks and deformation along the length. And so there are major sacks about 100 feet long. And so full replacement of the sewer pipe is necessary before complete failure occurs. And so the pipe is under capacity and needs to be upsized to 30 inches to prevent surcharge. And so here are some pictures showing the defects in the pipe. So you can see the longitudinal cracks on the upper left-hand corner and the one in the middle, the picture in the middle. And the one at the top right-hand corner shows the water sitting in the pipe due to the sag. And the two pictures at the bottom show the root infiltration at the joints. So there are some challenges in this project. First of all, this ground condition is poor. It's loose, fine to medium sand and undocumented fill material, including construction debris and wood and ceramic, as you can see in the picture. Also, there's contaminated media in the upstream segment of the project, where excavation spoils have to be taken to an approved landfill. And also the groundwater level is about 4 feet above the bottom of the pipe, which requires dewatering during construction.
We also found some Christmas ornaments from Commissioner Udaly's house that we will be, once they've been cleaned, they will be returned to her.
Thank you.
So due to the above reasons, the pilot tube micro-tunneling construction method is chosen for the construction of the project, and so about 470 feet will be constructed by micro tunneling, and the rest, about 135 feet, will be constructed by open trench method. And by replacing the old and deteriorating sewers, this project will increase the sewer capacity, reduce risk of street flooding and sewer backup, and protect the public health and environment. So extensive community reach has been conducted to neighboring properties, and property owner and business owners, including the Northwest Industrial Business Association. So outreach methods include emails, phone calls, door-to-door site visits. And so the business in the project area include industrial warehouses and manufacturers, and there's no single family or multifamily neighbors. The engineer's estimate for this project is $2 million, and the level of confidence is high. We have accounted for the known issues, and the estimate is based on the price for some similar projects we have done in the past. The project is expected to start construction in August this year and complete in January 2018.
Sir, that was outstanding. Thank you. Mayor, if you allow us to also do 447, we'll put 448 over to the afternoon, and that way we can just have the two presentations with this team here.
Sounds good.
Scott, why don't you pick up 447?
Got it. So good morning, Mr. Mayor and
morning.
City Council. Good afternoon. I'll turn this over to your project manager who can walk you through the presentation. It's Ruben Gonzalez-Baird.
Thank you. I'm Ruben Gonzalez-Baird, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. Thank you for this time. I want to present the Slab Town Sewer Replacement Project. We are located in Northwest Portland, generally bounded by Northwest 21st and 12th Avenues to the west and east, and Northwest Thurman and Pettigrove Streets to the north and south, respectively. The inception of this project began with the 2012 Environmental Services System Plan. We'll be relieving sewer backup and structural risk by replacing century-old pipe. Our system plan, you can see the project location. We're in an area that was identified with high risk for sewer backups and street flooding. Our project goals and objectives include replacement of about 8,400 linear feet of mainline pipe. That's about 1.6 miles, ranging in sizes between 8 and 42 inches in diameter. And as I mentioned, much of this pipe was constructed over 100 years ago. Most of the work will be taking place on local streets. Some of it will be on busier streets. And we're also coordinating efforts with PBOT's 20th Avenue LID project so that their project will build a portion of this sewer improvement project. We've been heavily involved with public involvement outreach throughout the course of this project. We've collaborated with the community to identify impacts and access needs. That includes outreach to about 1,200 households and businesses. There's a lot of mixed use in this area, including multifamily residential and commercial businesses. We've sent out frequent flyers, newsletters, emails, and we've updated our project website along the way. Outcomes of the public involvement process include we will be maintaining local traffic access to all the properties. We'll be providing constant updates throughout the project, as well as more periodic monthly and quarterly updates. And we'll comply with private property access agreements. Most of the work is actually going to be open cut trench construction installation. We will be using several different pipe materials, including C905, PVC, and reinforced concrete. We'll be doing about 1,000 feet of static pole pipe bursting, which is HDPE pipe. The project budget and schedule includes our engineer's estimate of about $8.9 million. Our level of confidence is high. We've identified the conflicts, and we've come up with measures to address those. Through our engineering design. We're planning on advertising this contract in mid-June of this year and beginning construction in October with a duration of about 400 days. Thank you for your time, and we're happy to
answer any
questions.
Are there any questions? Is there any public testimony on 446, 447, or 448? Seeing none, please call the roll. Sorry, excuse
446
me.
And 447.
These are 446 and 447.
Go to a second reading.
Go to it's a non-emergency first reading. They move to second reading.
And Mayor, we will be prepared to bring 448 at the top of the agenda at 2 o'clock.
2 p.m. And just for the record, to make sure I got this right. So 449 is referred back to your office. It'll be up on May 11th at 2:30. 448 will be at 2 p.m. along with 445. 442 and 441.
Not 442.
Correct. I'm sorry. 441 and 439.
Correct.
So to do that in numerical order, 439, 441, 445, and 448 are moved to the 2 p.m. agenda. We are adjourned,
Scott.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fish. I want you to remember this number.
The number five?
This is how much time of life you owe me.
Did you love it the way it went off, too? She managed to have it
she
be
did.
The
I
loudest,
awesome.
The loudest, most...
Oh, I mic'd it.
Most annoying
I mic'd it. Sound.
Yeah. That was...